If ever a free agent gamble paid off for both player and team, it was last season for the Jaguars and Cindric Marks. The one-time Tennessee Titan took a one-year deal and turned it into a lucrative long-term contract, and in the process, gave the Jaguars a player around whom they could build Gus Bradley's attacking defensive front.
Marks uses his 6'3", 300-pound frame like a linebacker, knifing through gaps and creating havoc in the backfield. His first season at Jacksonville produced career highs in sacks, forced fumbles, fumbles recovered, passes defense, and tackles for loss, all the while logging more time on the field than the Jags really wanted. In order to keep Marks fresh in 2014, the club went after another big-bodied veteran and came back with former Steeler Ziggy Hood. Hood has massive shoulders and wide hips, and in Jacksonville, returns to playing the attacking three technique that made him a first-round pick. It's a significant change from Pittsburgh, where he simply held the point and let others make the plays, but it's one the Jaguars believe he'll make quickly. Roy Miller returns from off-season shoulder surgery and is being counted on to play as well as he did when he could actually lift his arms last season, only more often. Miller is another wide body, but with quick feet and the ability to take on double teams and free up linebackers to run to the ball. Avery Jones went undrafted from Georgia in 2013 thanks to an ankle injury. He's bigger at 6'4 and weighs in at over 310 pounds. He's moved better during OTAs than at any point last season, due in part to his understanding of the scheme and a healthy ankle. He's a guy who can also play outside with Red Bryant and Tyson Alualu. DeAndre Coleman looks like Chester McLaughlin with shoulders that go on forever and long arms with big hands. The former Cal Golden Bear impressed at the Senior Bowl, but went undrafted and the Jaguars quickly grabbed him. It's much the same with Ricky Havili-Hamul, whose 6'4", 315-pound frame matches that of Coleman, and whose time at Oregon was very productive. These two have impressed the coaching staff with their power and versatility, and could earn the fifth spot, or perhaps hang around on the practice squad.
Defensive line coach Todd Wash has a lot of potential in his room this summer, and the different combinations will allow coordinator Bob Babich and Wash the chance to innovate. Most important, though, is the Jaguars have talented big guys up front to stop the run, which gives their pass rushers a chance to chase the quarterback. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.